You from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we face a life that is filled with uncertainties. Our life is filled with things like cancer, unemployment, and divorce. And confronted with these realities, it's no wonder that people are searching for comfort and security. The world advertises many different ways to protect ourselves from these threats, whether it be through money, another person, or a career. On this Christmas program, the janitor, Henry Olsen, buys into the idea that he needs more money to find happiness in his life. He is desperate to acquire the peace that he thinks wealth will give him. But even if we spend our lives trying to obtain one thing or another, it doesn't ever truly give us the stability that we yearn for. Our bodies decay, and eventually, no matter how hard we fight it, we will die, and none of the things that we've acquired will matter to us anymore. At times, it feels like we've been cursed to live a futile life. It feels like that because it's true. In Genesis, God warns Adam that if he eats the fruit of the forbidden tree, he will surely die. And after he and Eve disobey God's commandment and fall into sin, God pronounces a series of curses upon them as a result of their disobedience. At the end of the curses, God says, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Because of Adam and Eve's sin, all of their descendants, including you and I, are enslaved to sin. And because we are also guilty of sin, we are born under this curse to struggle in pain and toil, only to die and lose whatever happiness we may have had in this life. Now, at the time of the prophet Zephaniah's ministry, Judah, the kingdom of Judah, also received an additional curse because of its disobedience to God. Judah spent years making alliances with foreign nations and worshiping their idols. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So in his holiness, God cursed them, saying, "I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against the inhabitants of Jerusalem." This curse would eventually take the form of a Babylonian army laying waste to Jerusalem and the temple and taking the people of Judah away into captivity. Thankfully, God does not leave his people in the power of these curses. In both Genesis and in Zephaniah, God promises to send someone who will reverse the curse and bring peace and stability to his people. That person whom God sent was his own beloved son, Jesus, who became God in the flesh to defeat the power of sin and death and free us from our curses. After the prophet Zephaniah delivered God's oracles of judgment against Judah, he gave another prophecy, except this prophecy was not one of death, but one of life. He says, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all of your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil." God continues to tell Judah that in the future he will come amongst them as a mighty one who will save them from their enemies. On that day, he will deal with their oppressors. He will gather the outcast, and he will change the shame of the people into praise and renown in all the earth. He will restore their fortunes before their very eyes. In Jesus, we see God in the midst of his people like never before. In his ministry, Jesus gathered the outcast to himself. He healed the sick and raised the dead, and he forgave the sins of prostitutes and tax collectors. And on the cross, Jesus defeated Judah's worst enemy of all, sin, death, and the devil. Without the threat of death and damnation, the peace of Christ abounds in his people. In him, God's people can rejoice because their fortunes are restored before their eyes. Even earlier in Genesis, God promised to send Jesus to destroy the original curse put on Adam and Eve. He told the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This verse, which is often called the first gospel, points to the promise that God would send a Savior one day. Jesus' work on the cross didn't just break the curse for the people of Judah. He broke our curse as well, the one that has plagued every generation of humanity. Of course, we still work and endure in the reality of a sinful world. But instead of relying on our jobs, our spouses, or our health to give us that security, our treasures are stored up in heaven, where no earthly threat can destroy the life that we have in Jesus. Even though we will die, our lives will not end. One day, Jesus will come again and raise us up to new life, completely free from the corruption of sin and death. Every trace of the curse will be gone forever, and we will live in peace with God and with one another. In the Christmas program, Mr. Olson is given a grace-filled gift, and he sees a glimpse of a kingdom in which the curse has been lifted, and that changes his life forever. God sends us as his church to bring the reality of his kingdom to people here and now, to bless them and to point them to the peace that we have in Jesus. So this Advent season, we remember how God saved us from a pointless and futile life by sending his son Jesus to be born as one of us so that he could take the punishment for our sins and break the curse of death. In him alone do we find our peace and security, because he promised us that one day he will return to raise us from the grave, to give us new and glorious bodies, and to rule over us, and to be in our midst. So rejoice. Jesus has come, and he is coming again. Our Lord is at hand. So find your peace, your rest in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.